All right, good morning, everybody. Gavrach, Gavrach. Parshas Ekev. Mirat Hashem is our parsha that we will discuss this morning. And I'd like to start by taking a look at the opening pasuk in Rashi that really always troubled me. And maybe I have a better insight into it this year, as I'll share with you. The Torah opens up and describes us as follows. V'haya Ekev Tishmurun. Eis ha-mishpatim ha-eile u'shmartem va'asisem osam. So the pasuk literally means that if you listen to these mishpatim, if you hear these mishpatim, and you listen to them, and you follow them, and you execute them, then in kind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will vishomer the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guard, will watch the bris that he promised to our ancestors. Now, that's the way I translated the pasuk. However, there's a word there that I actually didn't translate, and that's the word Ekev, and that's the name of the parsha. Ekev literally means a heel. That Ekev is the lowest part on the human body. It's the part that's covered. It's the part that's closed. It's the part of the body that's trampled on, that we step on. So the Torah doesn't just say in the pasuk, if you see, V'haya tishmu'un. And we always note in Sefer Dvarim that the word Shema, Tishmun, Shamoa is the most common word used in all Sefer Dvarim. I think upwards of 100 times we see the word Shema. Last week's parasha, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This week's parasha, the second paragraph of Shema, V'hayim Shamoa, Tishmun. So the word Tishmun is certainly a word that's used regularly throughout Sefer Dvarim. But here the Torah not only uses the word tishmun, but it's preceded by the word ekev tishmun. V'haya ekev tishmun es mishpatim elu shmatim asisam osam. It's the first half of the pasuk. That if you will hearken, listen, hear that which I say, but your heel will listen to that which I say. Then, v'shamar shavokech v'chasa bris v'zachet asher asher nishma lav sacha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I will upkeep, then I will hold on and safeguard the covenant that I promised to your ancestors. I'd like to know what this word Ekev, heel, is doing in this pasuk, what the word Ekev is adding to the pasuk. So Rashi also is bothered by this. And Rashi, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, makes the following point. What does it mean, Haya Ekev Tishmun, says Rashi? Im ha-mitzvos ha-kalos, she'odom dosh ba'akevav tishmun. You know what Ekev is referring to? Ekev is referring to those mitzvos that we trample on, those mitzvos that we step on, those mitzvos that we don't take so seriously. And therefore, that's why the word Ekev is being used, because the heel tramples on things. It steps on things that are not important. We don't look just the same way that when we walk, wherever it is that we walk, typically we don't look what we're stepping on. We just want to make sure that we are on firm ground. But we're going to step on ants and on toys and on different things that are not so important. So too, the Torah is hinting to us, says the Medrash, homiletically, v'haya ekev tishmun, that we also step on certain mitzvos. We don't take certain mitzvos seriously. Now, says Rashi, if you do take those mitzvos seriously, if you're going to be tishmun es ha-mishpatim ha'ela, you're going to take care of those mitzvos that you really, really find meaningful. And you're going to watch them and guard them, even though they're mitzvos that are not so important. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Rashi fills in, yishmor lecha haftachaso, Rashi will hold on to and safeguard, making sure that that which he promised to your ancestors will come to fruition. So that's the meaning of the first pasuk in the parsha. That is the name of the parsha. And that's why the pasuk is focusing on Ekev, on the heel, on those mitzvos that we trample on, step on, and don't take so seriously. So now we have an understanding of the pshat and the word Ekev, the name of the parsha, and why it's being used in the first pasuk. However, I still need to understand something else. What is it that the Torah is referring to? Which mitzvos is it referring to? And why is the name of the parsha Ekev? And what is it that takes place in this parsha that relates to those mitzvos that we trample on and step on? So if the introduction to the parasha is this pasuk, which focuses on the ekev, on the heel, and it focuses on those mitzvos that we trample on, where in the parasha do we actually find those mitzvos that we're referring to? And the truth is, if you look throughout all of Parashas Ekev, really what Parashas Ekev is a review of the 40-year sojourn in the desert. We review all of the misdeeds, all of the sins that Klal Yisrael performed. We talk about the Egel, we talk a little bit about the Meraglim, we talk about the complaints and the mistakes that we made, we talk about the chesed, the good and the kind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. We talked about how we're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But if you look at the parasha carefully, you don't see anything about mitzvos. Mitzvos isn't Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Bamidbar. We fill in certain mitzvos and Sefer Dvarim as we prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael. But the lion's share of Parashas Ekev is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking words of rebuke, speaking words of Musar to Klal Yisrael as his last will and testament. But there's not a whole focus on the mitzvos, and there are no specific mitzvos that we are being given and delivered in Parashas Ekev. Thus, even though we have discovered and uncovered and revealed and unlocked what the word Ekev means and why Rashi focuses on the Ekev mitzvos, the mitzvos that we trample on, what are these mitzvos and why is this the Parsha of Ekev? Now, the word Ekev might also be familiar to you as we refer to Ikvisa de Mashiach. Mashiach is not just referred to as the Mashiach, but there's a time period that Mashiach comes. It's referred to as Ikvisa the Mashiach, the Ekev of Mashiach. What does that mean? That means that Mashiach is going to come almost when we trample on God, almost in the times when things are so bad, so low, just like when we left Mitzrayim, when we were on the 49th level of Tumah, when it couldn't get any worse, just like before Boker comes Erev, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker. So too, the darkest point in the night is right before the daybreak. So too, when things look so bleak and so dim, that's when Mashiach comes. Ikvisa the Mashiach. And so too, the mitzvos that we trample on, that we don't seem to take so seriously, those are going to come on the heels of our ability to succeed and to perform them as we enter Eretz Yisrael. So as we prepare to be on the other side of the Jordan, as we're on the threshold of entering Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us something very critical and very important. V'haya ekev tishmun. Make sure to take care of the small things. Typically, we're only focused on the large mitzvahs, the big issues, the big problems, the great mitzvahs. That's where we focus. But it seems that what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us is that if you want to successfully transition to life in Eretz Yisrael and to succeed in the land of Israel and to make sure that the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to our ancestors is going to be fulfilled, it needs to be that the mitzvos asher adam dosh ba'akeva, the mitzvos that we trample on and step on, those are going to be the ones that we have to be tishmun. Those are going to be the ones that we have to listen to. And it's very much a truth that often it's the small things that really make the biggest difference in a relationship. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us. Don't get caught up in the big things. Don't get caught up in the big picture, because that I'm certain you're going to listen and to keep. But Ekev Tishmun, make sure when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to keep the small mitzvahs and the things that might not seem so important and so meaningful. But it's the Ekev, it's the small mitzvahs. That's what you hold on to and that's what you have to keep. But nonetheless, what are the mitzvos? And where in Parshas Ekev do you see any mitzvos that may be the specific mitzvos that we do have to be cautious and careful about? So interestingly enough, if you take a look at the end of all of Parshas Ekev, in Shishi, you'll see the second paragraph of Shema. V'haya im shamoa tishmol mitzvosai, Asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom li'ahava es Hashem Elokeichem ula'avido b'chol levavichem v'chol nafshem. Pasuk we're all familiar with from the second chapter of Shema. In the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Again, the Torah uses the word Shamoa Tishmu, Shema Yisrael, Dvarim, words, and Sefer Dvarim is all about listening. And here, what do we have to listen to? If you listen to my mitzvos that I command you, to love Hashem and to worship Hashem b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshchem. You're going to worship God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So therefore, we see in the Parshas Ekev, includes in it at the end of the Parsha, the second chapter of Shema. Now, what's the focus of the second chapter of Shema? The first Parsha of Shema talks about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, V'Chol Levavcha V'Chol Nafshecha V'Chol Me'odecha. The focus of the first paragraph of Shema, which we recite daily, is what's referred to in the Gemara Chazal, tells Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. We accept the yoke of heaven upon ourselves. The Achdus of Hashem, we accept upon ourselves, loving Hashem. So Shema is really the fundamentals, the most basics. The second chapter of Shema is two things. It's the mitzvos, actually. V'haya im Shema tishmo mitzvosai. It's referring to all of the mitzvos, even though there are no specific mitzvos that we're referring to in Parshas Ekev, and maybe in all of the second chapter of Shema. V'haya im Shema tishmo el mitzvosai, which means all mitzvos. Don't just focus on the big ones. So the second paragraph of Shema, which we recite at least twice daily, Shachris, Marif, Krishma, Lamita, is referring to the acceptance of all the mitzvahs, from the big to the small, from Tibur Avaim to Shiluach HaKein. But more than that, if you look at the rest of the second chapter of Shema, the Parsha V'Hayim Shemoa, it's referring to Schar V'Onesh, reward and punishment. Two of the great 13 principles of faith that we believe in, according to the Rambam, is Schar V'Onesh, reward and punishment. We believe that a Jew who does what a Jew is supposed to will be rewarded. A Jew who does not do what a Jew is supposed to and transgresses and does not follow the rules, the mitzvahs of Hashem, will be punished. And therefore, that's the second chapter of Shema. If you do what you're supposed to, then you know what's going to happen? You'll have food, you'll have sustenance, you'll have rain, you'll have everything that you need, and you'll be taken care of. But if not, if you don't follow Hashem, if you don't take care of the things that you're supposed to, then you won't have the things, you won't be sustained, then you won't have the physical bounty that you have. So we do find in Parshas Ekev Shema, the second paragraph of Shema. But more than that, we find the source, actually, of tefillah, prayer. The source of all of tefillah, at least the biblical source of tefillah, is actually found in this pasuk as well. The Torah tells us, V'hayim shema tishmu el mitzvosai, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom li'avos Hashem lokechem, ule'ovido b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. That you should serve God, worship God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. What does that mean to worship God with all of your heart and with all of your soul? The Gemara Maseches Tainis Rabbeis Amar Aleph asks this question. Rashi quotes it, Ezehu avoda shibalev. What is this service of the heart? Zohi tefillah, prayer. Tefillah is considered to be a service of the heart. That's what tefillah is all about. Davening to God and connecting with Hashem, encountering your Creator, is serving Hashem. So here in the second parsha of Shema, not only are we taught what we recite daily, it's not only referring to all of the mitzvos in the Torah, it's not only referring to Schar V'Onesh, but we also find the requirement to pray. The davening halacha is found in the source from this pasuk, Ezehu avoda shebelev zohi tefillah. So in Parshas Ekev we have Shema and V'Hayim Shemoa. In Parshas Ekev we have the source of tefillah. But there's also the source of the third aspect of tefillah in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. In Perek Tes, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Yudches, when the Torah reviews and Moshe Rabbeinu recounts what occurred at the Egel Hazav after Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to destroy, to throw down, and to break the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vesnapil lifnei Hashem karishona. I threw myself down. I fell on my face. Arba'im yom v'arba'im laila, 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti, I didn't eat any bread. Umayim lo shasisi, I didn't drink any water. This word, v'esnapol, and I fell on my face, says the Tur in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, is the source of none other than nefilas apayim. Falling on our face in Shachris and in Mincha, what we refer to as tachanun, is actually referred to as nefilas apayim. We fall on our faces when we say tachanun. We put our hands on our face, and that's called nefilas apayim. So therefore, what emerges fascinatingly in Parshas Ekev is we have the entire Seder HaTfilah. We have Shema V'Hayem Shemoa. We have Shmona Esrei, and we have Nefilas Apayim and Tachanun. Therefore, the context of all of Parshas Ekev really speaks to all aspects of the classical tefillah that we have. Shema, Shmona Esrei, Nefilas Apayim. And therefore, what the Torah begins to develop in Parshas Ekev is a focus on tefillah. Now, the Torah says, why do we fall on our face? After Shmona Esrei and Tachanun, we place our hands on our head. When we say the words, V'anachnu lo neda ma na'aseh, we get up. So the Torah explains, because up until this point, in Psukei Dezimra, we've been sitting. In the Brichos of Kriya Shema, we've been sitting. In Shema, we've been sitting. When we say Shmona Esrei, we stand up. So we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, God, we've prayed sitting. God, we've prayed standing. God, we have placed our hands on our face, nefilas apayim. V'anachnu lo neda, we get back up and we stand up again. Thus, we have reflected and focused on three types of tefillah. We've stood, we've sit, we've placed our hands on our face. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'anachnu lo neda, and I say, God, we don't know what else to do. We've done everything. So therefore, you see in Parshas Ekev, there's a focus on all aspects of tefillah, standing, sitting, and falling on our faces. And therefore, we see the development of the Seder HaTefillah. But it doesn't finish there, because there's one other thing that we see in Parshas Ekev that might help us put all of this together. And that's in Perek Ches, the end of the first Aliyah of Rishon in Pasuk Yud. The Torah tells us, V'achalta, V'savato v'rachtas Hashem alokecha al haaretz hatova asher nasan lach. What is that the source of? Benching. The source midi'oraisa, to bench, the first three brachos, is this pasuk. V'achalta, you'll eat, v'savato, and you'll be satiated, u'v'rachta, and you will bench as Hashem alokecha al haaretz hatova asher nasan lach. So therefore, what we see in Parshas Ekev is tefillah and birchas hamazon, is kriya shema, is tefillah shmona esrei, is tachanun, and birchas hamazon. What I believe and what I think, what I'm suggesting, based upon the opening question that we began with, is that the mitzvos sha'adam dosh be'akeva, the mitzvos that we trample on, are actually these mitzvos, are the mitzvos that we have the opportunity to perform every single day. We daven daily and we bench daily. And these are the ways that we could connect to God spiritually and physically. After we eat, we thank Hashem for what we ate. Midi'oraisa. Tefillah is a way to encounter our Creator. But what do we do more often than not? Our tefillah and our benching are by rote. They're not taken so seriously. They're not focused on. So what the Torah is telling us, V'haya ekev tishmon es ha-mitzvos ha-eila, if you hearken, if you listen, if you pay attention, if you focus on these mitzvos, which mitzvos are we referring to? Tefillah and birchas hamazon. The mitzvos that we do most regularly throughout the day. We daven every day, we wash every day, we bench every day. These are the things that we do most commonly. And it's the small stuff that we do. If we focus on these mitzvos, then we will be able to be guaranteed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will be Omer the Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will guard the covenant and I will make sure to commit to safeguard the covenant that I gave to your ancestors, to Avram, to Yitzchak and Yaakov. And therefore, the focus of the word Ekev and the parsha called Ekev and the Ikvis of the Mashiach, of that which we have to focus on, are these things. And I believe it's not coincidental that Parshas Ekev is the parsha that's always read Shabbos Mevorchen Elul or right before Elul. Because Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's the month that we have to begin to focus more on our Creator and to the most loving relationship of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li is doing the things that we do more seriously, with more love, with more focus, with more concentration. Not the big things. Shabbos and Kashrus, we know what to do. We'll take care of it. But what about brachos? What about Shmona Esrei? What about Kriya Shema? What about Tefillah? What about tachem? How are we doing there? Anyway, we're doing it. We're already davening. We're already benching. You may as well do it well. One of the great Gedolim once said, I don't remember who it was, said, look, if you expected me to tell you something that you don't do, then you could tell me that I'm being tough and I'm being difficult. But all I'm trying to do is to allow you to focus on the things that you're already doing. You're already davening. You're already benching. You may as well focus on those areas and focus on them properly. And therefore, that's what Parshas Ekev is teaching us, that it's the mitzvah shadam dosh ve'akeva. It's the Shmon Esrei, it's the tefillah, it's the tachnun, it's the brechas amazon. Those are the things that we trample on, and those are the things that we have to focus on. So therefore, as we begin and prepare to enter Chodesh Elul, there's no greater time to think and to contemplate how we could daven more, how we could daven better, how we could focus in tefillah more. And I'd like to share with you this morning a passage which, in my mind, is the most meaningful, the most powerful passage all about tefillah in almost all of rabbinic literature. I want to read you a paragraph from the Rambam. The Rambam is not found in the Yad HaChazaka, but the Rambam is found in the Sefer Mar Nevuchim. That's the Rambam's famous guide to the perplexed. And at the end of this very, very deep philosophical book, in Chela Gimel Perek Nun Aleph, the Rambam speaks from his heart. And the Rambam talks about tefillah. He talks about Shmona Esrei. He talks about Kriya Shema and how a Jew is supposed to pray. I try to review this paragraph every year, at least once in Chodesh Elul, because I think what the Rambam does is give us a very, very strong focus on what tefillah is and how really to prepare for the Yom Ha'aretz. So I'd like to read this paragraph with you because it speaks to everything we're talking about in Parshas Ekev. And the Rambam focuses on how human beings naturally have a tendency not to take tefillah seriously, which is almost an oxymoron. Tefillah was given to us as an opportunity to really connect to God. And what do? We're Ekev. We just step on it and trample on tefillah. We don't take it seriously. And tefillah, the gift of prayer, is so powerful. But the Rambam recognizes, as you'll see momentarily, that it's not so easy. It's not so easy to daven. It's not so easy to focus. It's not so easy to understand tefillah. And therefore, the Rambam gives us a shocking, shocking suggestion how to pray and how to daven. I think it will shake your world because it shakes mine when I read this. But it really, really gives us an approach and a path and speaks to the point that we're making here in Parshas Ekev. So the Rambam is, as I said, in Sefer Mor Nevuchim, Chela Gimel Perek Nun Aleph. I'm going to read the paragraph and translate it, and I hope you'll find it as meaningful as I find it. The Rambam writes like this: Vada, you should know, Shemaisa Havodas Ha'elu Kula, Kikriyas HaTorah VeHatfilah, VeAsos Shar HaMitzvos. Says the Rambam, you should know that when it comes to all mitzvos, but particularly and specifically tefillah and all mitzvos, Ein Tachlis Kavanasam. Rak lehislamed ulehisasek b'mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach ulehifanos me'iske ha'olam. Do you know what the purpose of tefillah is? Do you know what the purpose of mitzvos are? It's not for the mitzvah itself, but rather it's to remove you, your mind, your heart, and your soul from this world to focus on God. The purpose is not the specific mitzvah. It's not that I'm stopping to daven, and therefore davening in and of itself is important. Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, Tachanun, Birchas HaMazon. The focus of the mitzvah is to remove yourself from this world, to leave Olam Hazeh, and to focus on God. Ki'ilu ata hisasakta bo yisbarach u'bitalta mikol davar zulato. I'm not focusing on anything else. All I'm doing is focusing on my relationship with God. There's nothing else in the world that exists when I'm davening. There's nothing else that exists when I'm benching. There's nothing else. I've taken myself out of the mundane. I've removed myself from everything else that I'm involved with, and I'm just focusing on you, God. In any relationship, and I hear this all the time, when a person doesn't feel that they are being focused on, cared about, and when you're speaking to somebody, you're thinking about somebody else, or you're talking to somebody else or doing something else, it's a very painful thing that somebody feels. And therefore, the Rambam says that if you're just doing mitzvos, but you don't really mean it, you don't really feel it, you're just articulating the words and saying them, but you don't really mean what you're saying, and your head is somewhere else, you lost the entire point of tefillah and the mitzvah that you're doing. You could check at the end of the day that you benched. You could check at the end of the day that you daven shachris. You could check mincha. You could check marav. But says the Rambam, I'll share with you momentarily, it's meaningless. You lost the whole point of tefillah. It's vahaya ekev tishmon. It's dark be'akeva. You haven't done anything. You've trampled on Shema. You've trampled on Shmon Esrei. You've trampled on Birchas Hamazon and Tachmon. These are the words of the Rambam. Aval im tispalel behanas fasecha. If you daven, just moving your lips. Upanecha al hakosel, and your face is to the wall. Va'ata choshev b'mekhecha b'mem karecha. And you're thinking about your business and your job and your career and your responsibilities for the day. V'tikra b'torah b'lishonecha, and you're reading the Torah with your tongue. V'libcha b'binyan b'esecha, and you're thinking about building your house. Without even focusing and thinking about the words that you're saying. V'chein kol ha'shetatza mitzvah b'vrech, or any mitzvah that you do with any part of your body. If you're doing it k'mishiyach for chafira b'karka, if you're doing it like the gardener digs a hole in the ground, oyach tov eitzim eniyar, or like a woodcutter chops wood, without focusing at all. All I know is that I'm chopping wood and digging a ditch. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just doing it naturally. But I'm not doing it thinking about who commanded me to pray. Who commanded me to do what I'm supposed to do. What's the goal and what's the focus of what I'm doing? Don't be mistaken. And don't be fooled into thinking that you really davened today, that you really benched. You didn't. You just chopped wood and digged a hole. Aval tiaz karov mimishenemar. You know what you're like? Karov atabafim v'rachov mikleyosan. You're close with your lips, with your mouth, and with your tongue, but very far from your soul, from your heart. Levavichem and nafshechem. You have to listen to the mitzvos, et kol mitzvos ha'esher nochi mitzaveschem ha'yom li'avos ha'shem al-keichem al-avdo, b'chol avarchem b'chol namshechem, ezehu avodah shebaleiv. Tefillah, kavana, is a worship of the heart, of the soul. And the Rambam therefore explains, as he does, what tefillah, what Shmon Esrei, what Kriya Shema, what Tachnum, what benching, what all mitzvos are supposed to be. So now we understand that, says the Rambam. But how do we change our focus? What are we supposed to do? What are the ingredients? We know the symptom. We know the problem. We understand the issue. But what can we do to rectify and to correct and to feel and to appreciate the tefillah more? The Rambam gives us advice. The doctor himself, the Rambam tells us what we can do to daven better. Umikan aschil yashrecha. And from here, says the Rambam, I'm going to try to help you straighten yourself. Al tchunas ahergel behalima, to teach you how to become accustomed to tefillah and to learning. Ad shetagia letachlas azos hagadola, until each and every single one of you, every single Jew, can daven the way that you can and the way that you can supposed to. Listen to what the Rambam says. Here it is. Tchilas mashet aschilasos. Here's the first step, the first rung in the ladder. Aleph beis. You know what you should do? Don't think about anything else. Remove all thoughts when you say Kriya Shema and Davin. The Rambam says, I have one piece of advice for you. Focus on two things. On the first pasuk in Shema, and the first bracha in Shmona Esrei. That's it. Forget about Psuki de Zimra. Forget about Birchas Kriya Shema. Forget about Ashrei Lam Natzeach Uvolatzir. Forget about Kriya Satora. Forget about Musaf. Now, that doesn't mean you have to daven. The Rambam says you should daven. But at least in the first pasuk in Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in Shmon Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov, until Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. That's all you should do. Lo yaspik lecha min hakavana, shetifne machshavtecha mikol dora, just for the 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 15 seconds, however long it takes you to say the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, those 6 words. Focus on those 6 words and that's it. But listen, the Rambam takes us one step further. Ukeshitargil al zeh. When you get accustomed to that, v'yischazik biyotcha, and you're strengthening there. And listen to the 2 words of the Rambam. Shanim rabos. This will take you years. It will take you years just to have proper kavana in the 6 words of Shema and in the first brach of Shmon Esrei until Magen Avraham. If after years you've accomplished and reached your goal there, then kaschil achar kach kol asher tikra b'torah v'tishmena shetasim kol libcha v'chol machshav v'osecha lahavim asher tishma asher tikra. Then you could start working in other areas of tefillah. You could others start working singing on Baruch Shem Kavod Ma'achusa Le'elam Ved. You could work in the 2nd paragraph of Shema, the 3rd paragraph of Shema. You could work in Psuki de Zimra. You could work in all areas of Shema and Esrei and the rest of the 18 brachos. But says the Rambam a shocking statement. And the doctor himself gives us directions, ingredients, and a suggestion how we can be better in tefillah. But it's going to take years. Shanim rabos. It's going to take a very, very long time. Just focus on Shema, the first 6 words, and just focus on the first bracha Magen Avraham. And I want to tell you, I've tried this. I've worked on this. It's not so easy. And it takes time. But it's something that's very doable, extremely inspiring, and incredibly, incredibly meaningful. And if you do this and try to do this, it will change everything that you do. Because if you start focusing just on the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you really say it with Kavana, and you remove yourself from this world, when you say those 6 words, you'll start to see that you can't say anything else just by rote. You can't just say Baruch Hashem Kim Malchalam Shaykh Chancel Tzvan Alatil Tadai. You can't just say Baruch Hashem Kim Malchalam Barmi Mizarot. You can't just say Baruch Hashem Kim Malchalam. It doesn't work anymore. You start seeing that if I say Shema properly, and if I say the Baruch of Magen Avraham properly, it influences and impacts every single thing that you say. And therefore, that's the Rambam's piece of advice. Focus on Shema. And every year during Elul, I try to be mechazek in this area, and I try to uplift others that we should do the same thing. That Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is the ultimate way that we're mekabel aleinu ol malchus shemayim. And is that not what Rosh Hashanah is all about? It's about malchios. Shetamlichuni aleichem, hamelech, melech al kol haaretz kulo bikarecha. The yisod, the foundation, the fundamentals of the entire Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We coronate the king. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nobody else. You're the king of all kings. You're the master of the universe. You're the king of upper worlds and the lower worlds. And we recognize that. And we tell you that and we exclaim it. And that's why all of Tefillah is about Malchus and HaMelech. And that's why we continue to use that word. And there were 10 psukim for Malchios in the first section of Tefillah of Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. But it can't be that we just walk into Rosh Hashanah and we're expected to coronate the king if we didn't prepare for a month before. And therefore, I believe that's what Parshas Ekev comes to teach us. V'haya Ekev Tishmon. There's certain things that we trample on and step on and don't take so seriously. And what Parshas Ekev is teaching us, it's just that. It's Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, it's Kriya Shema, Tzvahim Shemoa, it's Tachanun, it's Nefilas Apayim, it's Birchas Hamazon, it's benching. Those are ways and areas where we could show you, God, that you are the king, that you are the melech, and we are your servants. And the way that we show you that our relationship is meaningful and is important is that we don't step and trample on the small stuff. But we can't expect to accomplish in a moment, And even in a year or two or five or 10, that we're going to become experts in davening, in saying Shema, in davening, in saying Shmon Esrei, in the Tefillas Apayim, and in benching. It takes time. And therefore, the Kabbalah for Elul is Parshas Ekev. The Kabbalah for Elul is saying the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, understanding what we're saying. But as the Rambam says, not just to say the words, but rather Shetifne Machshavtecha at Shetagia L'Tachlis Hazos HaGedola, that the purpose and the focus and the entire foundation fundamental of this Pasuk is to remove ourselves from this world, to take ourselves out of where we are, not to be speaking with our lips and thinking other thoughts, but rather to be tocho kibara, that the things that we say really are meant, and to focus on those words, to understand those words that we're saying. And when we say Shema properly, it changes the entire Shema. And when we say the first parsha, the first bracha of Magin Avram properly, and we feel like we're omei lefnei hashchina, as the Shulchan Aruch says that the entire focus of davening is supposed to be like a karban, that there's hakravas karbanos, a machsheves pigol, a thought that's inappropriate in the Beis HaMikdash when we're bringing karban, passes the karban, we have not accomplished. And therefore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch teaches in Simen Aleph and all of our Achayim. And this should be our goal this month, and really in all of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Me'at tachanunim bekavana, meharbos below kavana. Which means it's better to say less with kavana than to say more without kavana. And we often get very caught up in finishing and saying everything, and saying all of the Psuke de Zimra, all the Halalukas, all of the paragraphs of Tachanun on Monday and Thursday, or whatever it is. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, that's not the goal. If you really want a relationship and you really love me and care about me, say what you say to me, but make it meaningful. Don't just say something that you don't mean. And the truth is the same thing happens when it comes to Slichos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And there's a lot to say and there's a lot to do. But the goal and the banner and the flag that we have to be waving and the bumper sticker that we need to be wearing is say less with Kavana than to say more without Kavana. And that's the mitzvos sha'adam dash be'akeva. That's Parshas Ekev. That's Ikvas of the Mashiach. That's going to guarantee our transition into Eretz Yisrael. That's going to make sure that the relationship is meaningful and is important and that it's serious. It's the small stuff. And to focus slowly but surely. Start with Shema. Start with the first bracha and Shmon Esri Magin Avram. And Amir Tzashem, if we move from there, we will be successful. But not to get frustrated because it's Shanim Rabbo, says the Rambam. This could take years of work. But the work is worthwhile, it's meaningful, and Amir Tzashem, hopefully we'll all be able to enjoy, accomplish, and succeed as Elul is upon us, and we should have Amir Tzashem a productive, happy, healthy, a year of Geula and Bracha, Amir Tzashem, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week.